It's the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, yeah, on Today FM, with all the hottest music topics from 7 till 9 a.m. While you're waking up with your coffee, you're waking up with your coffee. It's the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, yeah, on Today FM. The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Well, how's it going there? There we have it now. Another week over, so that means it's time for another Best Of podcast. And how was the week for you? Was everything okay? We had some busy days. We had the likes of Harry Redknapp and Imelda May having a chat with me. And there was also a mystery suitcase and some coppers fun as well. So let's start things off with former Tottenham manager Harry Redknapp. Harry was in town to promote AIB's new online series, The Toughest Rivalry, where he takes on former Chelsea and Italy legend Gianluca Vialli as they coach two Gaelic football teams. Harry's looking after Cork's Castlehaven club, while Gianluca is the new boss of Dublin's Erin's Isle. And I asked Harry about how he has found his first experience of the GAA.
It was absolutely brilliant. You know, when I got asked to do it and I saw that Gianluca Vialli was going to manage the other team, I thought, well, I must know more about Gaelic football than he knows. He's Italian, I bet he's never even heard of the game. Yeah, so, yeah. But I didn't know anything about it either. It was all new to me. And I absolutely loved it. What a good game. Mm. I mean, you know, the experience of seeing the lads, you know, they're complete amateurs. They come in, you know, some of them were travelling up to 40, 50 miles to come training. And just do it for the love of the game. So, yeah, I thought it was refreshing. It was good.
Yeah. And can you tell us anything about it? I mean, the first episode is going out this Friday.
Yeah.
So can you tell us, I mean, how well you do? I mean, is it, for example, you know, you've been in management all your life. So is it the same thing? Is it man management,
yeah,
basically?
Yeah, it was different, obviously, knowing the you know, the rules. And when they said, go and take a training session, I thought, well, it's not going to be easy because I'm, you know... So I sort of really adapted it to, like, you would have, you know, a football, you know, training session. I had them just knocking balls up to somebody who was on the volley, like he's catching them, setting them back, and they're hitting shots at goal, you know. Same type of thing as you would do in football, yeah, in soccer, really. So, but no, the lads were great, and it was good. I mean, it's different. You know, the pitch was cut ankle deep in mud, and it was pouring with rain. But we had a good time. I really did. I came away and it was refreshing. I met so many nice people. And, you know, I mean, they're tough lads. They get stuck in. They're not rolling about, squealing when they get tackled or anything. It was very different. It was quite refreshing. It was good.
Mm. And what about West Cork itself? Did you fall in love with it? Have you been to Ireland much before?
Yeah, you know, quite a few times over the years. But... you know, going there to Castlehaven, it was great. You know, everybody seemed to be involved with the GA team. It was all, you know, you went in the shop and the local shopkeeper, yeah, he was doing something for the club. The lady who picked me up did something. They was all involved in it. It was all big part of the community. Yeah. Is the team.
Now, I mean, we've all got the BBC right across Ireland, and so we can see it. So, but was there an accent problem at all? Because I mean, you're
I mean, the lady who picked me up in the car, she drove me about an hour to take me to Castlehaven, and I didn't understand one word she said to me, and I don't think she understood a word I said to her, so I kept saying yes, and then when I said something, she was saying, and she was, you know, I think the pair of us, we was like becoming different, you know, one of us had landed from the moon, and someone, we were talking completely different languages, but she was fantastic.
Yeah, and it is a kind of a funny thing, but after a while, you just kind of get into a rhythm of language with each other, you start understanding each other.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, so. It was quite strong though, the accent, not like yours. I've got no problem understanding you, but
really?
I did find, you know, the lady who picked me up in the car was very difficult. She spoke very quick, and as I say, I think my Cockney accent didn't help her either.
Yeah. And Harry, the AIB show is called The Toughest Rivalry, first episode this Friday. There would be kind of a rivalry between yourself and Gianluca Vialli, kind of London and all that, Chelsea, and you know, and you being from where you are. So I mean, how do you think it's going to work out? Do you think he's good at picking up the GAA thing, or?
Oh well, I think he'd be good at any. Yeah, I mean, he was a fantastic player and you know, top manager. He's a great guy as well. But I don't think they play this game in Italy. No. I don't think he's ever seen. And I bet I certainly don't think he could pick up the accent very easily. I bet he must have thought with his Italian accent and the Irish accent, he must have thought, what's going on here, you know? Yeah, but exactly. He's a great. I saw him say, I bashed into him in London a couple of weeks ago, and he said, Harry, I've got to beat you in this game. Come on, let me win. I went, no, I've got to win, you know? I said, otherwise I'll get run out of Castlehaven.
Yeah, exactly. So, have you got any of the GAA lingo going? I mean, do you know what a schmozzle is, for example?
A schmozzle, I would think that's a bit of a rough and tumble, isn't it? Bit of a schmozzle.
Yeah. So that's probably is that London?
Yeah, well? Schmozzle. Yeah, it would be. Bit of a schmozzle.
There was a
schmozzle down. Yeah, down at the Blind Beggars.
Yeah.
Reggie Cray just shot Ronnie Cook. Reggie or Ronnie shot George Cornell. There's a bit of a schmozzle down there.
Well, listen, best of luck with the toughest rivalry. So it's going to be on the AIB YouTube channel, and it's starting on Friday, and then there's going to be 8 episodes. And so you don't know the outcome because it's not finished yet.
No.
You have to do the match.
We've got to play. Yeah. That is going to be the big day. As I say, if I'm getting beat, I'm going to have a car. If we're losing, I'm going to have a car ready to go 5 minutes from the end if we're getting beat to get out of Castlehaven. Because I think I could be chased out of town if we don't win.
Well, Harry, yeah, and you know what the word for a manager is, do you, in Irish?
No.
No. Bonishtor.
Bonishtor.
Bonishtor. That's manager.
Right.
It's kind of almost, it's got the same rhythm as manager, Bonishtor.
Bonishtor.
Bonishtor. Okay. So you are now a Bonishtor.
I'm the new Bonishtor of Castlehaven.
Very good. Great to see
good
you.
Good to see you as well. Good Thank to see you,
very
you again.
Much. It's great to see the two lads giving it a go and sampling what our beloved GAA has to offer. And don't worry, Harry, I get a bit confused with the Corkonians lingo myself sometimes. Oh, yeah. I think they do it on purpose, to be honest with you. On Tuesday's show, we got a tip off that Irish Water's hosepipe hotline was getting flooded. I like it, flooded with calls. But who would rat on their neighbour like that, hey? Gift Grub got its hands on some audio. Have a listen.
Irish Water confidential informant line.
How are you? I'd like to report an abuser, please.
Thank you. Would you like to remain anonymous or be ascribed a fake name?
Fake name, please.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Walter.
Sorry, did you say Walter?
Walter, who would you like to report, please?
It's my next door neighbour.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's washing that car of his nearly every bleeding day.
What kind of a car is it there, please, Walter?
It's a Renault Kadjar 2018.
Thank you. Four-wheel drive.
Oh, yeah, of course it has.
Hands-free parking.
Yeah, only the best for Tony.
Touchscreen multimedia system.
Oh, yeah, top of the range. And he beeps the horn coming up the drive every day as if to say, look at me and my Renault Kadjar, Philip.
Walter.
Walter, sorry.
What kind of a car do you have yourself, Walter?
Me? It's an 04. It's grand. He doesn't have to rub it in, you know? Like, I just want to wipe the smile off that...
Thank you. Irish Water confidential informant line.
Hello. My name is Barney.
Thank you, Barney. Who would you like to shop?
Myself. I've been a very bad person.
Go on.
I had a bath.
Okay, that's not too bad.
And I topped it up.
Right.
But there's more. I washed my teeth.
Well, everybody has to...
But kept the tap running.
Oh.
And I flushed the toilet.
Well...
Twice in the same visit.
Okay, well, send somebody over for a word, Barney.
I need to be punished.
Thank you. Irish Water, hold the line, please. Irish Water?
Yeah, look, I'd like to report a bunch of water wasters there down the Kilkenny area.
Thank you. Who am I speaking to?
Derek.
Derek, thank you.
Yeah, down in the Nolan Park area, Kilkenny. They're filling bottles of water on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They can catch them down there. And they're taking showers to beat the band. There's about 23 of them. They have to be stopped, you understand? They have to be stopped before August.
Thank you, Irish Water.
Hello, Irish Water. This is an emergency.
Go ahead.
Massive paddling pool next door. It must be about 7,500 litres. They're taking selfies and everything. Quick, get over here.
I'll get someone there to you now, straight away.
Irish Water, what's going on here? Excuse me? It's my 5-year-old's birthday party, and you are?
Michael Gallen, Irish Water.
Gallen? And who's this?
Jim Fawcett.
Fawcett? Are you for real?
Where's the man of the house?
Oh, the man, is it now? Well, if you must know, here's the man now.
On the horse?
Yes. Do you have a problem with horses as well, Mr. Gallen?
No, it's just a very high horse. Hello? Hello, Irish Water. I see you have a paddling pool.
And what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. Just have a conversation.
Go ahead.
Nice weather.
Very nice. Anything else?
Wouldn't want any undue water wastage.
The last I heard, 43% of water wastage came from leaks in Irish water pipes.
We're fixing them.
And the money that was wasted from the Irish water charges?
We paid that back, remember?
Is that it?
Yeah.
Then piss off.
Fair enough. Jim, get out of that paddling pool, will you?
Come on, Nick, it's good fun.
Jim, now.
Noel, love.
Yes, love?
You can come down off the horse now.
Be careful with your hose. You wouldn't know what could happen. Today FM. Samantha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. I'm good, thanks.
Good stuff. Now, I want to tell us a story about yourself and your best friend, Anne. And you went on holidays, so tell us all about it.
16 years ago, myself and Anne went on holidays to Lanzarote.
Right, lovely.
For a week. And we had an absolute amazing time. And, at the time I was pregnant with my daughter.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a holiday to remember, an experience to remember.
Yeah.
In 2011, Anne died of breast cancer.
Oh, God, love her. Yeah. And she was your best friend, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was my best friend. We were more like sisters.
Right, oh, God.
And so a few weeks ago, my husband said to me, would you like to go on a winter sun holiday?
Right.
And, you know, would you like to go to Lanzarote?
Yeah.
And I said, yeah. And he said, where was that place? He said, yourself and Anne stayed. And I said, oh, God. I said, I can't remember. That's 16 years ago. And I looked over her photo in the sitting room, and I said to myself, like, oh, I wish you were here so I could ask you. I said, I can't remember.
Yeah.
And that was pretty much it. And, you know, that was back in May. Never thought another thing of it.
Yeah.
Last Saturday week, my son was out in charity shops. He was looking for old vinyl.
Yeah.
And he was going around all the shops, and he just happened to go down this street to see if there was any more charity shops, and there wasn't. But he saw a second-hand shop.
Yeah.
And he kind of hemmed and hawed and looked at it and said, oh, I'll go in. And what he said to me was, he felt like he was being pulled in. There was this kind of strange feeling he can't explain it.
Oh, go on.
So he goes into the shop and he sees a record. He rings my husband. And at this stage, I'm at home in my back garden speaking to my mum on the phone.
Yeah.
And next thing, my mobile starts, like, you know, just ringing. And I'm like, what does my son want again? Like, you know, so I hand the phone to my husband. And he's saying, can you ring him back, you know, as soon as you get off the phone? So I come off the phone, next thing I see a pile of text messages, and I'm looking at this photo. It's like, I'm in a charity shop, this is in a charity shop, and I look at this picture, and what I see is Kearney Travel.
Right.
A label.
Right.
And to myself, I'm thinking, God, you know, because we had Kearney Travel in our town, and it closed down many years ago, and I'm thinking to myself, well, why is he showing me, you know, a label belonged to a travel company? And then I zoomed in on the photograph and I went, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it gave my friend's name and her home address.
Oh my God. So it was a suitcase that there, and this tag was coming off it, was it?
This tag was coming off it.
And so, go on, tell us.
I said to I was just like, go buy it. I didn't even ask my son if he had the money to buy it. I was like, buy it. And so he went up to the man in the shop and he explained the story. He says, this is the person who owned this bag. He said, this suitcase is my mom's best friend and she died of breast cancer in 2011. And the man was so taken back by it. He said, you can have it for free.
Ah, that was nice.
He says, bring it home to your mum.
Yeah.
So my son comes into the house, walks up the garden, hands me the bag. I turned the label over, and I just went to my knees and went into absolute floods of tears. And there was the name of our apartment.
That's gas, isn't it?
And the label had been on it for 16 years.
Jimmy Mike.
The same tag of the flight that we took, you know, the tag at the airport they put on, that was still on it.
Oh, God.
And I just looked at my husband and I went, oh, my God.
Yeah.
She just answered me. I got so curious about where the bag came from and how did it end up in the shop. So I spoke to Anne's mum and she had no idea how it ended up there.
Yeah. So
I then spoke to the shop yesterday
and
they informed me that it's there over a year.
Right.
It's been sitting in the shop for over a year.
Yeah.
They have lent it out to theatre companies for shows.
Good God.
But it's always been returned back to the shop.
And the label is always on it. There you go.
And the label's always on it, the label. And that's, for something to survive that long for 16 years and for the fact that it has gone through, you know, shows and stuff like that, it's just absolutely astounding.
That's your Anne. That's your Anne. It's a sign. Did you go to Lanzarote anyway? Did you go back there yet?
No, we haven't. No, it's, as I say, it was a winter sun holiday that we were thinking of going.
Oh, well, you have to do it now. You have to. And I'm sure you've kept the label there and you've kept it all very safe as well.
Oh, I have. Absolutely.
Yeah, very good.
Absolutely.
Samantha, brilliant story. Thank you very much. Thanks for telling
us.
They reckon everything happens for a reason. What are the chances? Amazing, isn't it? Now, I have a question for you. Have you ever been to Coppers? It's Ireland's most famous nightclub, and Paul Howard, who is the creator of the hilarious Ross O'Carroll Kelly character, has only gone and turned it into a musical. Copperface Jacks the Musical began its six-week run at the Olympia Theatre on Tuesday night. I haven't seen it yet, but we did send a few of our listeners along to see what they made of the whole thing. So we asked for a guard, a GAA player, a nurse and a teacher to go. So we've got Dermot Cahill, who's a GAA player with Quill Dove Club. Hi, Dermot, how are you?
How are you doing, Ian? How are things?
Did you enjoy it last night? Good?
It was brilliant, yeah. Very good. Absolutely brilliant, yeah.
And listen, where's Killed? Am I pronouncing that right? Killed Dove?
Kyle Dove.
that's me.
slightly behind Newbridge. I'm only blowing myself.
Newbridge, County Kildare. Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, well, Dermot, I'll talk to you in a second there now. We've got Rachel Brady, who is the nurse. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
Very good. You met your husband in Coppers.
I did, yeah.
Whoa. And so that's worked out well, didn't it?
It did, yeah. It's 9 years ago now.
And so are you from Kildare originally?
Yes.
Yeah, and then and where is he from?
He's from Longford.
Longford, all right. So there you go. Well, that's great. Rachel and Dermot are there, and we've got Margaret Cleary as well. Hi, Margaret.
Morning, Ian. How are you?
Very good. Did you enjoy the show last night?
Oh, it's absolutely brilliant. Very good. Yeah.
So everybody's from Kildare?
Well, originally from Waterford, but we'll say Kildare for now.
Right. Okay. And your husband is Connor, isn't that right? And he's gone to work.
He has gone to work, but he was with me last night.
He was with you there last night. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know each other there because you're all sitting in the same area, weren't you?
We were.
You? Yeah. Very good. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
So I'm going to ask. I'll ask you first, Dermot. Can you just tell us what is the story in the whole show?
Yeah, the storyline is pretty much about a girl, Nolene from Kerry, who makes her way up to the big city, and she was engaged to a fella down her own town in Carrigrohane, and she all of a sudden meets this fella in Coppers and falls in love with him. Right. A Dublin, high profile Dublin player, and they fall madly in love.
Right.
Husband tries to come to win her back, but not. She sticks her guns and she stays out with the Dublin boy.
You're not giving too much away here, Dermot, are you?
No, anyone who wants to go to it should go because it's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the outline of the storyline from the start to the end.
Does the Carrigrohane element kind of come into it a lot? Like the guy comes up, does he? Does he?
Yeah, Mossy is her current fiance, and he comes on up to try and win her back.
Right,
and he's brilliant, brilliant actor in it. He's funny the whole way through from start to the end. You'd have you laughing. He comes up to the big smoke. There's like a curse. They don't want to come up out of Kerry to Dublin only for an All-Ireland final. So he came up to try and win her back, but she was loving the Dublin life. So she was going to go back down, but no, she stayed.
Okay. Rachel, did you laugh much?
I did, yeah. There was a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
And I think I kind of went into it not knowing what to expect. And Yeah, did really enjoyed it, and my friend really enjoyed it as well.
Very good. And Rachel, was you know, the coppers where you met your husband, was it depicted well in this? Do you think it was well represented?
I think so. Yeah, I think the nurses and guards definitely were well represented, which would have been true to when I went there. Yeah.
Right. Okay. And Margaret, what would you like? I mean, what kind of marks if you were to mark it with the, say, the star reviews, like? One star for five star, absolutely out of this world. I know you got free tickets, but you can say anything you like. I don't mind.
I would give it four stars. I think. Like, yeah, it was really, really enjoyable. The music, of course, made it. You know, yeah. anyone that's been to Coppers knows the usual songs that are on,
right.
And the dancing and the acting. It was just very, very enjoyable from start to finish.
Right. Okay. And Dermot, back to you. What about you, star wise? What do you think?
Yeah, I'd give it a four as well.
Four, right, okay.
It was very good, yeah.
Well, four is pretty good. That's healthy now, you know. Rachel?
Yeah, I'd say four as well. Yeah,
would you?
Definitely.
Okay. And how did you get on with each other?
I was sitting beside Margaret.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did you go to Coppers afterwards to celebrate, no?
No.
No.
But anyway, you would recommend that people go along and see it, that it's one of those things. Do you think it's going to run? Do you think it's going to come back again after the 6-week run? Do you think it's got legs, basically?
I would think so. I think there's plenty of stories to be heard from Coppers.
Yeah.
So it's good fun.
Four stars across the board, eh? We'll have to check it out. So I'm definitely going to go there and have a look at it. It's getting great reviews and a good old buzz around the theatre. It's on in the Olympia Theatre. It's been a while since I was in Coppers, I'll tell you. Have I ever been to Coppers, actually? I'm always doing that where I say, I've never been to Copperface, Jackson. They say, oh yeah. Oh yeah, you have. You have. Do you not remember that night? Today FM. On Wednesday's show, we were delighted to welcome Imelda May into studio for a chat about her upcoming gig in Trinity College. It's the Trinity series, and Gavin James is going to be on one of the nights, Brian Ferry another night. This is classy stuff, I'll tell you. And of course, Imelda May. She also told us a funny story about her birthday lunch was nearly robbed and why she is in no rush to getting the new album out. Have a listen.
How are you getting on?
Good. I'm good. Getting on really well, yeah.
Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you.
And thanks for all your compliments off air there. When you
I
came
know.
In there. My God.
You're looking better than I've ever seen you. You're glowing.
I'm glowing. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm pregnant.
Healthy.
Actually, I was looking at a photograph yesterday of you and me in here, and it was when you were pregnant. And
oh, I was huge,
yeah,
wasn't I?
And I know we were
comparing bellies.
I remember that. It was great. Now, it was your birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Yes.
So, are we allowed to ask?
Of course not.
What? No. You weren't. I don't know. I could probably look it up, but I'm not going
look
to.
Look it
because,
up.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway.
I'm fine.
See, if I knew what age you were, I could say, because you're really looking well too, you know.
I had a great day.
Was it a milestone?
No. I was 44. It's
44.
Big deal, yeah.
God, you look fantastic.
Thank you. You're going to say that. I had a lovely day. It was fabulous. And it was just a magical, perfect day with family and
in Ireland, was it?
Yeah, yeah. We went to Howth.
Oh, very good.
Got a
Should
bag
have
of chips.
Dropped into me. I'm down in Sutton.
We got a bag of chips. And
which way? Now, where'd you get the chips?
Sat on the pier.
Where'd you get the chips? Did you get them in Beshoff's or Burdock's?
Neither.
Or not Beshoff's?
No, I think it was. Is it Cara's?
Oh, Cafe Cara.
Yes.
Just up the road.
Perfect.
There you go. They're very good as well.
They were
there's
very
three
good.
Great chippers out there now.
Very good. And we sat on the pier and listened
Did
to the music.
Did the seagulls come and take your chips?
Actually, one of them stole me onion ring.
They're mad out there. They're like bloody Labradors. They're huge.
We enjoyed them, actually. I held it up in the air and I was trying to get a good photograph because it looked like the sun, you know.
Right.
I was trying to get a
through
good
your onion ring.
And
God, you're so artistic.
This is a proper Dublin onion ring. This is one that it doesn't have a hole in the middle.
Oh, right. It's more like a bajie, really.
It's an onion slice.
Have you not
had one of them?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That'll change your life.
I haven't had a spice bag
it's
either.
You keep all the onion in it and you...
Right.
It's all...
So it's just battered, basically, a slice through rather than a
really
ring.
Thick, so it's all sweet and very good. Anyway, I was holding it up in the air and I said, That's what I call an onion. I didn't even finish it and it was gone out of my hand. Man, yeah.
Like they stand on top of people's cars and everything. They're just there. And it's really like when you come to back to your car, they're looking at you and say, yeah, and you are.
I know.
I'm the owner of the bloody car.
They were funny. We enjoyed them.
Yeah. Listen, you played last week in Fesh Liverpool. I'm just looking at the lineup there. The Stunning, Aslan, Mundy, Damien Dempsey, Hudson Taylor and Van Morrison. That was pretty cool.
I know. Shane McGowan turned up as well. Shane McGowan, wow. Flowers, Sharon Shannon. Yeah. I mean, it was just... It was phenomenal amount.
It was all Irish, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was Vince Power put that one on.
Yeah. So he's back making a bit of a comeback there, isn't he? Lovely. Which is great. Lovely fella, yeah.
But he gave me gigs when not a lot of people would, you know.
Right, yeah.
And when I moved, because I used to do a few of his venues over here. When I moved to London, I remember I couldn't get gigs and I remember thinking, Vince
is the man.
Down. Yeah. So I went into his club and asked him for some gigs when I was doing my own thing.
Yeah.
And he said, sure, absolutely, put me on. We need a new club.
So if that hadn't happened, all of this mightn't have happened. You really
maybe
you
know not. I learnt me trade. You know, I was. He gave me like a Wednesday when he was caught. It was in the Pigalle in Leicester Square, and then he'd give me a bet. You know, Friday night as he came down and watched and like
built it up. Yeah,
yeah. So it was good to see him, and he's very. He always promotes Irish talent very much all around the world. He's lovely.
Good man, Vince. And it's great to see him back doing stuff there in Fesh Liverpool 2018.
It was some after party, that's all I'll
really? Mm. Well, he's famous for those as well, isn't he?
It was all of us. It was the gang that was
I don't know,
it.
But yeah. For hosting them. And now, you've read a book called Grief is the Thing with Feathers. I went to see this in Belvedere College.
Did you get to
Walsh,
see it?
Yeah. And Cillian Murphy in it. Unbelievable. Like.
I'm jealous. I wanted to see it.
I'm just wondering what the book must have been like.
Oh
is it
God.
Is it hard to keep track of because...
No, you fly through.
Do you?
It's fabulous. It's beautifully written.
Now, what's the message in it?
You'll have to read it.
Well, I kind of know, but it's about... Isn't it about this big crow that comes outside?
It's a crow that arrives at a family when the mother...
The mother has died.
Has died.
Yeah.
She's young, left two young kids.
Yeah.
And a husband and... This when she dies, this crow arrives, and it's grief.
Yeah, and grief is the crow, and basically it's that the crow has to arrive, and the crow has to stay for a little while.
And
but
it's
then,
nasty, and it's
and eventually you hope the crow will piss off, basically.
It can be nasty and it can be rude and it can pull out all the doubts. But the way it's written, it's just the language. It's you got to read it. The way grief is portrayed and the crow is portrayed, it's just brilliant. Well, and it's comforting.
Enda Walsh put together the play and it's absolutely brilliant, and you should get and see it if you can, because you'll understand.
I tried it. I couldn't get a ticket.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, God's sake.
Should have called you.
There you go. So that's brilliant, and I'm sure it'll be back. I'm sure it'll do the rounds again because it's powerful stuff. So listen, Trinity College, what can people expect? You're doing the full gamut?
I don't know. I tend to do the set list before just on the day, whatever I'm feeling. But I haven't done a gig in Dublin a little while.
Yeah.
I won't be doing another one for another while because I'm writing.
New album coming? Yeah, working on it?
It'll eventually come, but I'm writing a lot, you know. And
you're doing the Van Morrison on it then, you're saying it'll be ready when it's ready? Sort
exactly.
Of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good That's the only way to do it. Because you want to make the right album, you know? You can make a quick album. It doesn't necessarily mean it'll be right.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm just concentrating on, I'm lying low at the moment. So I'm here promoting this gig. I'm looking forward to doing it. I think it's going to be lovely. Just I wanted to do it because it's in Trinity and I think it's quite a beautiful setting, you know.
So it's July 29th in Trinity College. That's it for another Best Of podcast. I'm going to be back in a few weeks' time, but these three words, jackpot, is now worth €550. So Greg Wallace from MasterChef is the guy in the middle. Have a listen to this audio. It's the one on the first one and the third one we're looking for, okay?
Princess.
Partnerships.
Takeover.
So we know that the middle voice is Greg Wallace, so we just need the names of the first and the last person for you to get your hands on that cash. £550 tomorrow. Lines open 7:25 or so. And remember, you can get in touch with the show anytime you feel like it. Any little stories you've got, anything you want to pass on. breakfast@todayfm.com. You can rat on your neighbours if you want to about the host pipe. breakfast@todayfm.com and we'll have a look there. Thanks a million for listening and I'll chat to you soon. Best of luck.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show with Renault. Weekdays from 7 a.m. on Today FM.